Thunder Bay. Cancelled or postponed flights to and from Caribbean destinations during the Christmas holidays have left Thunder Bay residents fuming over how Sunwing Airlines has handled the situation. Sunwing has said that flights were cancelled due to bad weather across Canada and that it's been working to resolve the situation. But Kristen Oliver, a member of Thunder Bay City Council, said poor communications from the airline created what she describes as a gong show in Cancun, Mexico, where she, her husband and their two children were among the city residents who were left feeling deeply frustrated by how they were treated. Oliver and her family were supposed to return to Thunder Bay on Monday on a direct Sunwing flight after a week-long vacation. She said they and most other travelers were aware that weather back home had caused issues but assumed these would be resolved and that timely arrangements would be made for new flights to get them home. But as time went on, some of them were at the resort for another 5 or 6 days, and they had no information about when a recovery flight would be available to take them back to Canada. It was unclear if they would continue to stay at the resort, or if it would be covered, Oliver said in an interview Wednesday. In their case, her family checked in online from their hotel room on Sunday and reserved seats for the scheduled flight to Thunder Bay the following day. That night, we got a notification that the flight was going to be delayed. So I went downstairs and asked if we could keep our room until 6 p.m., and they said, no problem, but they charged me of course. But as the day went on, it became unclear if we were even going to get out. She said the Sunwing representative promised an update by 4:30 p.m., but that didn't happen, and at 5 p.m. the airline's staff booked off for the day without telling them what to do. Back at the hotel, the family was told their room was not available for another night. We ended up connecting with our travel agent back in Thunder Bay who found a room for us in another hotel. A couple of hours later, at 10:30 at night, we received a notification that Sunwing was moving us to a different resort. We were like, well, we already found a different hotel because we didn't know what you were doing with us. Then we got word that we had a flight to go out at 10:30 Tuesday morning, but when I woke up, Tuesday, a bunch of people from Thunder Bay were texting that the flight had been cancelled. Since they had an email from Sunwing confirming the flight, Oliver and the rest of the family took a transfer to the airport where they met a half dozen other local residents who had gone there only to find the flight had been scrubbed. This time, a Sunwing representative at the airport said she expected to know, by midnight, if they could be booked into new accommodations. I was so frustrated. It was 11:30 in the morning, and I'm not sitting here for another 12 hours to see if I might have a hotel room somewhere. This is crazy, Oliver stated. Deciding that at this point they might be better off trying to find other options on their own, the family booked a Delta flight from Cancun to Minneapolis, and on to Duluth where they arrived at 1 a.m. Wednesday. A friend who had driven down from Thunder Bay met them there with their own pickup truck, and they were back home at 5 a.m. Some people were saying, oh, it must be so nice to be stranded in Cancun. It's not, when, you have no idea what's happening. It was just bananas, Oliver said. I get that there were the weather systems, and that they were having issues with resources and getting crews in place. I get that there are lots of challenges in the aviation industry. But they need to come up with a better process here. It was like, every day, trying to find a representative who was not giving you any confirmation. Oliver's family at least got to enjoy a week in Mexico, whereas the vacation plans of other Thunder Bay residents were completely foiled. These include Brunina Maro, who made plans several months ago to travel to Cancun via Sunwing with four other family members at 9:30 a.m. on December 26. I received notices from them in the middle of the night, 2:35 a.m. and 4:27 a.m., delaying to Monday at 5:30 p.m., then Tuesday 9:30 a.m. Finally they cancelled at 12:09 a.m. Tuesday, Maro said in an email to TB Newswatch. In an interview, Maro also said she received different explanations from Sunwing for the changes in planned departure times. They changed their tune from crew constraints and that they had gone over on their hours to weather-related. It's a big company. They should be able to figure something out or even put us another flight somewhere. Maro said she, her husband, their daughter, their son and their daughter-in-law had hoped to spend Christmas together before leaving for somewhere hot. And enjoy something we haven't done in 3 years, since COVID. She said she's grateful that the airline has promised a full refund. Despite the unpleasant experience this time, Maro said she expects the convenience of direct flights to vacation destinations will remain appealing because, when it works, it's great. We've had those flights where 15 of us have gone, we've had a great time, and everything was great the whole time we were gone. But when something like this happens, it's always in the back of your mind, what if it happens again? TB Newswatch reached out to Sunwing for an interview or statement but has not yet received a response. Earlier this week, the company told the Canadian press it was working hard to re-accommodate customers by subservicing aircraft where possible, in addition to arranging alternate hotels and transfers for those with overnight delays.